So just need to state your name and your full name, even your nickname if you feel comfortable sharing that, and then spell it out.
Bobby Parker. BobbyParker.
Ekwood Lancaster. ECWOD LANCASTER. But I've always been known as Ecky. ECKIE.
Thank you. So what are your connections with Massico?
I was born and raised here in Lakedale. B Street, 16 B Street, when I was growing up. It later became 2003 Burnett Avenue when they paved the road. Yeah, and I lived there till I was out of high school.
And so what year did you graduate from?
I graduated in 1955.
And you mentioned working in the mills?
I never worked in the mill. My mother and daddy worked in the mill, and my sisters and one of my brothers, they were seven of us all together.
Okay.
And I was the baby, and I never worked in the mill.
So what was it like having so many family members working?
Wonderful. It's the greatest place in the world to grow up. Everybody knew everybody, and we were all the same. And we just had a wonderful, wonderful life growing up. And every year, I was thinking, the 4th of July, we had a family day down at the pond, Lakedale Pond, and people came from everywhere, worked in the mill, and they fed us. We had food, and everybody went swimming, and just had a wonderful, wonderful time.
And you, sir, what's your connection with Massico?
Like Ekwood, I was born and raised. I was born on A Street down next to the mill, and we moved over to C Street, which became Cowan Avenue, 2119, and I stayed there until I was grown. Then I left and went into service. But my dad was a supervisor in the mill, and well, like everybody that stayed on Lakedale, one of the members worked in the mill because they rented the houses to their employees. So just about everybody worked in the mill. I worked a little bit in the summertime and found out it wasn't for me, and I left and went in the military.
How long have you served in the military?
I served 20 years.
Yeah. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
So growing up in Massico in the community throughout high school, and how was that like?
Well, at Lakedale, we considered Lakedale an entity by itself, not Massahill. And everybody at Lakedale played with everybody. So nobody locked the doors. We never had any trouble out there. No break-ins, no nothing like that. And everybody played with everybody. We had a main street, which was Quality Road, and it had street lights. And we would play out there under the street lights of the night. So it was just a good time growing up.
Any experience you'd like to
share? Well, we didn't know we were poor till we got grown. Because everybody was the same. Like Bobby said, when the street lights come on, we all played there. And it was interesting. Every daddy had a whistle.
Yeah.
I mean, they whistled. And when your daddy whistled, you went home.
It was a different tune, and everybody knew that whistle.
Yeah, and everybody went home when their daddy called them, you know. And it was just a great time to grow up. And coming to school at Massahill was just the greatest thing in the world. We thought it, and it was, the greatest school. You know, you started in first grade, and you graduated all in the same building almost, and you know, you didn't go for different schools, and the older people was like brothers and sisters to the little ones, and we just grew up and we were all family. And on Sunday morning everybody went to church.
Yeah,
you either went to the Methodist church, Baptist church, I think it was the Church of God, and you know, but everybody on Sunday morning went to church. and you just knew everybody. It was wonderful.
So after graduation, I know you mentioned going to the military, but what was life like after graduation, after you graduated from Massillon?
Well, I went in the ministry and served in the ministry for 50 years, right at 40-something years. But I always loved Massillon. And when people ask me where I was from, I didn't say Fayetteville or the Fayetteville area. I said Massillon. Because we grew up thinking that Fayetteville was the suburbs of Massillon. We didn't know it. We felt sorry for the people that lived downtown. And we used to have a saying that there was those of us who lived in Massillon and everybody else wanted to.
So, do you still live in Massillon?
No, I live at White Lake.
Layton
County, yeah.
And you, sir?
No, I stay over off of McPherson Church Road in front of Village Baptist Church.
So, is there anything that you, for future generations, when they listen to you, to your stories, is there anything that you want them to?
Well, like Eckwood was saying, every 4th of July they would shut the mill down and give the people a holiday. And we would go down to the lake, and which was Lake Dale Pond is what we called it. And what it did, it furnished water to the reservoir for the boilers. So we would go down there and we had a picnic. The whole community would go down, we'd carry our baskets of chicken and everything and go down there. And they had a greasy pole, and I was going to tell you, there's a picture of it over there. Janice has got one over there of trying to climb that greasy pole. Now his cousin, they were larger than we were. We didn't get a chance to try that greasy pole, but his brother and cousin and them, they would do a stack.
That's right. Get on one of those shoulders.
On everybody's shoulders to get that $5 bill off the top of that pole.
Yeah. They would also have square dancing, and my daddy called square dancing.
They built us a dance hall down there.
Yeah. And they played ball. We had a ball field up in the corner. And, you know, everybody would go out there and play ball.
So what is your relationship to each other?
Just friends. All our life.
We went through school together and everything. He stayed on one street and I stayed on the other.
Yeah.
Is there anything else?
I think that's it.
But I think that just like Eckwood said, growing up in Lake Dale was the best. It was the best because everybody was equal to everybody else, and we never tried to outdo anybody else. Everybody went barefooted in the summer.
That's right.
And so we did that.
It was a wonderful life.
It was.
I wish there was more communities like that today, where you felt safe, you never locked your house, like you said, you know. Everything was just great. Thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you.